USC is no longer ranked number one for international students. Alana Victor tells us who captured number one.
I won't keep you in suspense. It was New York University that knocked USC out of first place. That's according to a study from the Institute of International Education that shows NYU enrolled 200 more international students than USC, with 11,100 foreign-born students. Peggy Blumenthal, senior counselor to the president at the Institute, explains these numbers.
USC still increased its international student numbers by quite a bit. It went up by 11%. It's just that NYU went up even higher. It increased its international student enrollments by 19%. So it's not that USC really lost ground or did anything wrong. It's just that NYU had an exceptionally good year.
Most international students come to American universities from China, India, South Korea, and Saudi Arabia.
We offer a kind of education they cannot get at home. The kind of liberal arts education for undergraduates is really almost unique.
Many people were concerned that USC would suffer after the high-profile murders of Chinese students. But Blumenthal says researchers could not make any correlation between the murders and the enrollment numbers. Tony Timbasia, the executive director for the Office of International Services at USC, says he's not bothered by USC's ranking.
Our growth has been pretty steady and fairly consistent over the last several years. USC does quite a bit in terms of outreach, international aim, a lot of direct recruiting.
That recruiting seems to be paying off, and Timbasia says he hopes USC will attract all kinds of students.
This isn't just for the benefit of the international students. It really diversifies the student body, and this is something that USC really holds a lot of value.
Both Timbasia and Blumenthal agree that international students are crucial to creating a more global representation on university campuses. Alana Victor, Annenberg Radio News.